Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hummel Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place.
Hard to believe that the last time the Padres and Dodgers met for real, 8 months ago.
Crazy.
In the division series, it was Game 5. It was there. Disappointing 2-0 loss. They could not score against Yoshinobu Yamamoto and the Dodgers bullpen, and wasted a great start by Yu Darvish. Lots have changed since then, but Padres and Dodgers continue to battle in the standings of the NL West, and joining us right now is our Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good, man. Well, Ben said a lot's changed. Our offense looks the same, essentially, as it did in that little stretch there, D. Lynn. Hey, man, credit to the guys, though. Like, being able to win these games, they've been. I mean, I have no. There's no nails left on my nails. I mean, I've chewed my nails to the roots at this point, because the last week or so, these games have been. I mean, they've been great baseball games by all accounts. But you know, you won more than you lost, so ultimately that's a good thing. But there's an issue certainly with the San Diego Padres offense.
Yeah, it's just more of the same over the past month, right? I think if you're Ruben Yeable, you're probably chewing your nails every night too, wondering how you're going to navigate these games and get your bullpen through, because obviously those guys, especially the high leverage guys, are working really hard recently, and at some point that's going to catch up to you. I think it's caught up to Jason Adam a little bit, although he, you know, came in and did his job last night. But yeah, it's been a tough stretch for the offense, no doubt. I think at some point, if Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to get hot again, it would probably be against the Dodgers, considering what he did against them last season in the playoffs and really throughout his career. But yeah, at some point, you really need one of these guys to heat up and join Manny Machado in carrying this offense.
You know, and he does have a flair for the dramatic. We know that. We know that he's played well against the Dodgers. But, you know, with Tatis, getting him to... Again, I don't want to say focus or anything like that. That's not the right word. But getting him to, you know, produce at a more consistent level has been, you know, a bit of a challenge at times. Dennis, what do you kind of attribute that to? Is he just a temperamental guy? In that, I mean, I know he is. We've seen it a little bit over the years, but you know, this year the team headed in the right direction after last year. Like, this is kind of the year you thought, okay, you know, they talked about the other day on the broadcast, the maturing process, as it were, for certain players. And, you know, I think he was all smiles after the win yesterday. So it's not like he's moping around all the time. But what do you kind of attribute what he's been going through to?
I do wonder about the hit by pitch.
Yeah.
A little over a month ago now. I know he says he doesn't think it's affected him since then, but I mean, we all saw it. His forearm swelled up like real huge right after that big hematoma right there. And yeah, I mean, for a sport like baseball, it's so finely calibrated. You do wonder if, you know, something like that will kind of knock him off kilter a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I think he's gotten his own head quite a bit over the past month and kind of let this, it's probably the worst slump of his career, spiral on him. But as you said, you know, sometimes he really gets up for these big matchups, big moments, big opponents. So maybe that's all he needs to kind of get that spark that has been missing for weeks to finally get him going. But yeah, I think there is a temperamental side of him that we clearly see on display pretty much every game, at least this season. So I think, you know, he's searching for it, and his timing's off at the plate, and maybe his mechanics are off a little bit because of that hit-by-pitch indirectly or directly. Hard to say. But, yeah, I mean, I think when your top few guys in the lineup, like him and Luis Arraez and Jack Samero, are all slumping at the same time, it just kind of exacerbates each individual slump. So that's why we're focusing on it so much. I mean, if those other two guys were also hitting, it wouldn't be as big of an issue. If Xander Bogaerts were, you know, heading for a little more pop than they have seen over the past year, I think it wouldn't be as much of an issue. But right now, it's just everything's magnified.
I was just about to ask you about Jackson Merrill, because he's obviously also in the worst slump of his career. And at the beginning of the year, Dennis, I said, I thought I had already seen Jackson adjust last year when other pitchers, you know, started adjusting to him, and he was so good at it so quickly as a rookie. I thought, I don't think he's going to go through the sophomore slump. Did I get it wrong? What are we seeing here from Jackson Merrill, and why has he been unable to pull out of this slump the way he really did every single time he scuffled for a few days
quickly,
in
yeah.
his rookie season?
Very quickly.
But this one's lingered now here for a few weeks.
Well, I think you're seeing pitchers give him even less to hit. Not that they were just lobbing it up there last year to him, because clearly it's shown he was a very dangerous hitter right away in the majors, even at the age of 21. But yeah, now that he's 22 and he's still very young, he's getting less to hit, and he's still probably chasing a little more outside the strike zone than even last year. So yeah, it's just a young guy who's eager to hit. I mean, he's talked about the challenge or balance of trying to walk a little bit more, show a little more plate discipline going into this year. And right now we're not seeing that. We're still seeing him, you know, be a little jumpy at the plate. But yeah, I think his timing's off as well. As you said, Ben, he has probably the first real slump of his career. And we saw him pull out of it really quickly last year, whenever he had just those mini slumps. But right now, it's just pitchers have adjusted to him, and he's in the process of adjusting back. But yeah, he's a guy I don't really worry about. I know, like you, yeah, I didn't think he was going to have much of a sophomore slump coming into this year, and maybe he still won't end up having much of a sophomore slump when it's all said and done. But I just think, you know, he's wired the right way, and, you know, he's shown in the past, even if it's not a very long past, that he can adjust right back to the league when they adjust to him. So I think, yeah, he's just gone through it right now as a 22-year-old in the majors, which is totally normal.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Absolutely. Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic here on Ben and Woods, as we do every Monday. So a lot of good storylines, Dennis, right? I mean, we were talking about waiting all the way to June to play the Dodgers, and Ben was like, I kind of like it, and I'm like, I kind of hate it. I wish we would have gotten a couple out of the way early, but this is where we're at. We got the Dodgers today. It should be a good one, right? You got the storylines. Both teams are, well, let's be honest, right now kind of having, a mid-off. I mean, the Padres are, you know, they've been playing pretty well. The Dodgers have won some games in similar fashion. They can also club you to death when they get going. So your favorite storylines to watch these next 3 days. Manny and Dave Roberts, will they have some words to say after the hit piece last year? Like, there's a lot to be excited about.
Well, number one, I'm curious to see if the Padres throw up anything Clayton Kershaw related on their scoreboard. I don't know
right.
if you guys saw.
We did. We talked about it. He got very upset. He gets very upset by scoreboard things. And if everybody isn't giving him the love that he so deserves, he gets very, very upset by it.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets the ass, as they say.
The ass. Exactly.
I don't know if I can use that term on here, but I think
you can. You can't use other terms, as I found out earlier, but ass is fine.
Yeah, that's just who he is, I guess. I guess the Padres, after what happened a couple years ago with the crying Kershaw meme, they'll probably stay away from that. Plus, he's not even pitching in this series,
right.
But I'm sure he'll come up against them at some point. But yeah, I'm just looking for some petty moments. That's always fun in this rivalry,
yes.
And I think it is the number one rivalry in baseball.
No doubt.
Yeah, I think the whole Manny, Dave Roberts thing is probably a little overblown. Obviously, it worked out for the Dodgers benefit, you could say, back in October. I guess if Dave is trying to light a fire under his team or something, who knows. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting series, right? Because, like you said, yeah, it is kind of a mid-off right now. I don't think either of these teams is anywhere near 100%. I think the Dodgers can kind of rely on, you know, some of their internal depth coming back to, buoy them at some point this summer. The Padres, yeah, I'm still really interested to see how they get through. You know, pitching-wise, this series, you know, guys like Ryan Berger, Randy Vasquez, Stephen Kolek have really stepped up of late. But, yeah, you just don't know about Michael King and Yu Darvish and what they're going to provide, you know, the rest of this month, or if they come back, you know, say next month, what they're going to provide after that. So I'm interested to see how the Padres pitchers get through this series. And, you know, they have been, you know, locking it down of late, but they're not facing the best offices. And like you said, the Dodgers can really club teams to death. So if they can get through this series, I think they'll feel really good. And if they don't, kind of like, oh no, like when is, you know, Michael King, when is Yu Darvish going to debut? When are we going to get, you know, some of these guys healthy again? Because if not, then you're going to be looking at not only trading for a left fielder, then you're also going to be trying to trade for some starting pitching most likely.
Talking to Dennis Lynn, our insider from The Athletic, weekly Monday conversations. Now, you've been busy covering the Padres, but you did do a back and forth with your counterpart, Fabian, who covers the Dodgers for The Athletic. And from that team's perspective, you know, clearly lots of injuries. I mean, how dire do you feel like it really is with the Dodgers? Is this all just kind of a slow play so they know that they're going to be healthy at the end of the season as Woods kind of contends for their pitching staff? Or is there real concern in Los Angeles that they could actually be in a fight even to make the playoffs at the end of the year?
Come on.
Yeah, I don't see that. I mean, they're pretty, it seems like, very confident that, you know, I mean, they went through this last year, right, where they had a ton of pitching injuries. Then, Yeah, that's a bigger picture issue, maybe an existential issue at some point. Like, why does this keep happening to them? But even in the minors, they've had, I think, 5 or 6 Tommy John surgeries since Niebla took over, and the only one that the Padres have had. Well, the only notable one is Joe Musgrove. I know John DeBrito had it the other month. I know Bradley Rodriguez didn't look great for him going down last night in El Paso, but yeah, the Dodgers are just used to this, I guess, by now. They're just used to, you know, having the most money in the league and then having a bunch of injuries with it. And then because of having the most money and resources and a deep farm system, they're able to kind of weather that storm. And, you know, they have a lot of prospects still, so they can always go out and trade for more pitching if they need it at the deadline. But I think they're sitting fine. They're sitting, they feel like they're not sitting pretty, but they'll be fine in the end. And they got, like you said, Ohtani coming back at some point on the mound. So, yeah, it's probably a bigger issue for the Padres on the pitching injury front. But, yeah, I think the Dodgers will be just fine. I don't think anyone needs to feel sorry for them.
Now, Dennis, Billy Epler got fired for what the Dodgers are doing currently. Look, Tony Gonsolin pitched the other night. He very well may have elbow discomfort, and I'm using finger quotes. But they also had Michael Kopech ready to come off the IL and Kirby Yates as well. This is what Billy Epler got fired for. Service, like, not service time manipulation, manipulation of the IL. I mean, I have had plenty of people tell me, you know, this isn't really on the up and up, you know? And I, is that something that's talked about, like, within baseball circles, at least in the circles you run in?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's also been talked about for years that, you know, when the Dodgers get on second base, they're really good at relying science,
yeah,
and doing things that you might not call. I mean, it's permitted in
sure,
baseball, but I mean, when the Astros got busted for their science stealing scandal, there were people wondering if the same thing was going to happen to the Dodgers. So there's always been an edge that they seem to push, and they push it as well as anyone. If, you know, I guess they haven't really been caught, so to speak, at this point, but I mean, a lot of teams do this, not just the Dodgers.
Sure.
But yeah,
but the volume,
more,
the,
I think,
the sheer,
yeah,
volume of it is insane.
Right. I mean, it's more noticeable when you have, like you said, all these pitchers on the IL, and, you know, maybe some of them are being slow played. Well, actually, definitely some of them are definitely being slow played.
Yeah.
Because they know they're going to be there in the end, and they don't need to rush these guys back because they do have the depth to kind of weather it. But yeah, that is, you know, kind of talk that you hear around baseball, and especially the Padres, because they're so, I wouldn't say laser focused on the Dodgers, because they realize they have to beat other teams too. But it's, I mean, I just go back to last week in San Francisco. I was there in the clubhouse. They had a Dodgers game on, like, after every game, and the guys were definitely watching it.
I love it.
They were watching it with some particular interest. So yeah, these guys are locked in.
I love it.
Dennis,
thanks,
appreciate
D-Lan.
It. Enjoy 3 days in San Diego at Petco Park, at least, and we'll chat with you again next Monday. Dennis Lynn.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.